I'm coming for you guys. She made sure. Children's Day, Children's Rights, maybe Children's Day, 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 Children
maybe similarly decide gore no it's again banale bone just like other people, especially vulnerable people by society, they also have rights and they also deserve to be protected. So problem go gore batho bana le gona gana gore children are little people or little adults. A child is anybody under the age of 18 and it's not a little adult. They bona ba different and they have their own things, they have their own way that life happens to them. So go bo establish the children's rights, which are very similar to, well, they're actually in the same line as human rights, but these rights include the right to a name and a nationality at birth, the right to education, the right to health, the right to being protected, the right to shelter, basic nutrition, and social services and family care and parental care as well. So what it entails basically is that one, or I can develop as a human being while I can contribute to society in a positive manner. They have to be protected. They have to be provided with the proper, adequate nourishment, food. They have to be in an environment and encourages that growth as well and that development in an environment where they are protected. So all these things are the bona ma zatenga zabo GBV. Zahoro wana kai skolong. Zahoro wana kai kono ko bona dijo yakatwani. Zahoro wana fele zahoro kena chokomela mbana baba umule kai. Those are violation of children's rights, and those are some of the things that we need to talk about as a society, because I didn't neglect that. Therefore, what they experience, that trauma and all of that, does not have an impact on them because and they'll outgrow it. What do they have to be stressed about? So we talk about the community. And also government ya rona and all these policies in place then go di tshwantse di thuse go make sure gore bana bao ba bona dilo tseo ba tshwantseng ba di bone. And unfortunately in some areas like the policy anything implementation is sense nile botata
yo ibile ntso o bua ntleng go wena doc ya gore motho tla ba tlhalosa jalo gore ngwana ke ngwana le dira bagolo ba dira dilo tse di sa tshwanelang gore ba di dira mo pele ga bana tsotha e ke ngwana ga bone sepe o sa bone gore o jala eng mo ngwaneng o jala eng sele gore nka moso tla be a gola ka sone janong gona le ntla ye wena doko e tla beng ile gore bagolo ba rata go e bua fa gore di rights tse ile gore bana ba bana le tsone fa di ba sentse wena ja ka doko o ka fetola yang mogopolo o wa go itlhele le gore ba bagolo ba supa bana ka menono re e ke di rights tse tsa bona
re go dile go sona
jo re sna diotse
o itse di rights ga re di tlhaloganya sentle. The way the 23 sets work at thing is to protect ngwana and to choose ngwana gore a khone go nna le lentswe la gagwe gore a khone go ipega go bua sa batlang go se bua go express the way a batlang go express ka teng. Problem go gore ya nung there's a difference between go implement the rights that control over the children, disciplining, creating boundaries. And that's a challenge that we have. We look into a lot of households, socioeconomic problems, long hours, and somebody else. And the way is an issue. Problems within the household, maybe a parent is not there to protect the child. And then that has an impact on the way the child develops. Malnourished can have a problem your brain in developing the way it should, and also personality disorders, because learning problem frustrated, I act out all these behavioral challenges. So there's a big difference between implement the rights problem behavior or discipline or boundaries. There are a lot of children that do not have those boundaries. They limbo talk. Or batla ba khone go go ba thusa gore di ba guide gore o tshwantse a gole yang. So di rights kgale di le teng ebile re ka se re ke di rights di dirang bana so, because a lot of the times they're not even implemented. They're violated. And this limbo that ke hela gore bana bao ga bana control because they don't have the boundaries or they don't have those set rules to di ba guide.
Lo ena ha ile gore o ka tswele gore o moretsi ko lapeng gongwe o na le bothata ka ngwana kgotsa gona le sengwe se o batlang go se botsa, doko ka romela molaitsa ka kwane mo 0647290819 kgotsa re leletse mogala mo 0181000967 ka gore tsore ntlhengwe e botlhokwa fa mo tsatsing la gompieno. Wa bona when it comes to kgang ya bana doko, ke itse gore ke teng mo o ka emang ka o ka lwang ka sengwe le sengwe se o nang le sone go bona gore o sireletsa bana ba jang. Lo wena o le mogolo ko lapeng gongwe o na le bothata ba ngwana go na le matsapa a rileng, o na le potso e batlang go e botsa, e botse doc ka kwano a tla go arabe le yone solang ka santsa le ka kwano.
Re le ra re re tle go tota jalo bana ba eneng gore ba na le bogole mo tsatsi leno le la gompieno. Re itse gore ga e se bone fela le bagodi ba eneng gore they have disabilities tse di farologaneng. Fale le fale di-communities tsa rona setup ya teng ga e se e leng gore e conducive enough go ka ba accommodate. Jaanong bone in this instance re ka re a ke ka tshwanelo tsa bone, they are often taken into consideration considering the disabilities tsa bone.
The same thing as bana, they are disregarded. People ga ba itse gore di rights tsa batho ba ba nang le disabilities ke eng. Batho ba nang le disabilities similar as, you know, able-bodied people. They have the right to be happy, they have the right to be to have social involvement and be able to interact and do as they please. They have the right to access health services. Just because motho is in a wheelchair doesn't mean gore ga a kgone go ya ko sepetlele, just because those ramps. That's why it's important, whichever environment that they're in, it does accommodate them as well. You can't expect okay, because the lights are too dim and elmoto all blind. That's not right. They have the right to also be able to partake in any activities, in anything that other people do, especially education. And right now, that's one of the rights. There are organizations that have a case against the Department of Basic Education. Go Gauteng for now. There's so many children who are disabled. And unfortunately, there are not enough spaces. So there's a waiting list, which is unfair. Because parents end up waiting listing for about 3 to 4 years. Which is not right. Then pressure they must go to the private hospital, schools, which then don't accommodate them very well because kilos are dichalete. The other thing that we were discussing was Kenya, for instance, COVID. It exposes how much, of a disadvantage disabled people are at when it comes to Kenya, for access to health, for access to so many things. Because of, I think in the COVID pandemic, things had to be changed, rules and guidelines had to be changed in the public sector, education-wise and hospital-wise and you know, health-wise. So some of them missed out on going for their regular follow-ups. Some of them missed out on going for their regular in-contact face-to-face therapies like body speech therapy and the OTs because of the COVID thing. So that's one of the things they didn't discuss here. People's rights, especially disabled people's rights, have not been honored and have been trampled upon. And this is why it is important for the government to create some kind of structures that teach people, especially the community, about these rights. It doesn't mean gore yanong I'm stronger and better and therefore ke mo disadvantage mo khapelo go thoko and then nake tsene ke, you know, take over.
Doko ibile o santse o le montlenye, bona le batsadi ba bangwe ba tla beng bana le bana ba banang le bogole, a go tlhole a motswaletse go tlung dog a gongwe a sa batle a tsameka le bana ba bangwe a feela gore a ke go gatella di
right. How is this for violation of a human right? Bana ba bana leng disabilities ba leng gore ga ba kgone go controlega, quote unquote go controlega. There are so many children ba leng gore ba krele ba bofilwe ka di chain to a tree during the day. Because how ka motlogela taboga wa go tswala ko ntla ya ko strateng a tsameka fa le wa go tshunya batho ko next door, but ba community ba mo shapa because ba rostodu or wa geletsa thutse ke kolo or something wa utswa ba re ke le godu ka nteng wana teng me botshore ke tlala at that time and then the logic ke gore ke bona dijo, let me take and eat. There are a lot of violations and gore ga dia like ha di documentiwe as well as always openly as they should be, and unfortunately the community is also not clued up about it because how lead next door next door. You have to go and report it so that that can be investigated and so there are a lot of violations when it comes to tsabana, especially the disabled ones. And yaka ke bua ke re ya sekolo yone is a big one. Ha ke go misa sekolong because ha go no khona go mo controla ko sekolong, or ha ke misa ko sekolong ba mpolella gore ga a dule stele, therefore ha ba khone go motsa bone ko sekolong. That's not right. That's a criminal thing actually to do. Oh, gore ha tsontsa IS petele ba mmusa because ke motho o tswang ko country engwe. That's another one e le gore people are not aware of. Every child has a right to be protected within whatever country they're in. So la hele gore o tswa ko Malawi o nna mo South Africa, ngwana o leng gore o dula mo Malawi ka me mo South Africa, you still are protected by the law, by tsone di rights tse ke buang ka tsone. So ga gona gore ka rejecta motho re o yena ka ska ba tsena ka fa because ene ke segolo o re ene o tswa ko country engwe, therefore rejecta. Every child has a right, and there's a treaty, there's a document that's been signed by the UN by a whole lot of countries. Gore we're all going to uphold this, and the government, the state has taken that stance. Yeah, gore we are going to do and make sure we protect the rights of bana within our countries.
Jaka wena doctor o le modiredi wa Pholo o le motho leng gore o dila ka bana on a day to day basis. Wena, what would you say to our communities to batsadi with regards to ditshwanelo tse tsa bana le go ka netefatsa jalo gore kgodiso ke siame?
Government policies and ali the structures and all the resources that are in place to enforce and protect the rights of bana. It's an nako rudula kang wana kola pinghalo lipulala kore hakina chelete ya kai kai kai. State DC provider all those resources, all those facilities. Kuruise wana kuhora bone polo. It's an nako re na haki kuruise wana kuskolo kai kai because hakina nako he khateng kai. Ngwana gago o na le right tshwanelo ya go kry education, quality education, so you go there. I'm not saying gore ya no tshwantse re latele di private institutions ya no re ba force gore e tshwantse le re tse because ke di right. State is our na sa a provider.
Yeah.
Use what the state is providing for us, and if we feel gore ga go nne yalo ke mo temo le gore tshwantse re challenge the policies that are existing and do that for our children.
Hai le gale kwa bofelong wena doc re ke batla go itse jalo gore mo nakong e re leng bogone a kere o fitlhelele gore ka nako nngwe go na le dikgetsi tse e le goreng ga di begiwe segolo jang re itlhelele gore go na le bana ba ko tlase ga dingwaga ba e le goreng ba sotlakakiwa ka bothobalano jalo ko malapeng a farologaneng. Wena gongwe jaaka ngaka o kopana thata le dikgetsi tse dintseng jang?
O itse ntho batho ba sa itseng ke gore ngwana wa 12 years highly of sound mind can go and consult a sa tlhoke permission or consent or accompaniment ya the parents. Mino gore 12 year old a ka ya ko tleliniking a ita go botsa ka di contraceptives gore go na le the termination of pregnancy law e leng gore o kgona go ya ko tleliniking or ko sepetlele a ba re ke imile what a 10 11 12 years old are ke imile and ke kopa go ntshampa without needing the consent of the parent. The thing is always, we always think, as long as you are under 18, you always have to have your parents holding you by your hand. So it's not true. Unfortunately, there's not much a person can say. We need to be teaching the community. We need to make them aware of the rights and what is happening. The rights of bana, and especially the disabled children. So many disabled little girls they're still even if the mind is not, you know, they're intellectually disabled, they are so vulnerable to being abused. That's abuse. So that would only tell you somebody is busy, and then what do the caregivers do about that? So you find some caregivers, but now I got to there's also a violation of the rights. A simple thing like a little boy. So that's a
you've been listening to the Mahikeng FM podcast. If you missed it, no worries. Catch up with us on the same platform, Mahikeng FM podcast. Mahikeng FM 96.7 MHz. Sikokelo, Saluaho.